Yep, I'm gonna stare into space and look like that every time because apparently when I post videos, I look like whatever. My face is all whatever. So, I just wanted to shout out to y'all. And you're here for a reason. And hopefully it's not because of my soothing voice or, because you think I'm a pretty girl. Let's just be straight right here. This is, we're talking souls. We're talking hearts. We're talking minds. We're talking all these words that I wrote down right here that are possible in your life. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. I really want you to know that you are worthy of his love. Jesus loves you. You are no different than me. God created you, and you are not seen in his eyes how you see yourself. So it's time to get up. It's time to do something about it. It's time to just say, you know what? I've had enough. You say that I've had enough. At one point, I had enough and I was trying to find an escape. God was coming to me a couple years ago through my dreams, through spiritual battles, through hell that I was in. The Lord was still with me. And God was trying to show me what was to come if I didn't step away. And still, I was ready to go almost, but there was a piece of me, that mustard seed of faith that he knew existed. So he didn't give up. Didn't give up. A fire had to start for me to lose everything. I told a patient that today. I got excited because there is actually a huge possibility of finally finding a home to rent in the next month or so. And rooming with Brandy, my girl, my sister, and just, that's it's been a long 2 years. I've been blessed to be at my parents' house and stuff, and it's time. And it's beautiful because it doesn't matter if I lost all my things. I have this. I had to lose all my things to gain my life because it wasn't about if I would have went back to a fire being burned by the actual fire. It would have been something else that took me under, and maybe the fire would have got me too. Who knows? But I got the good fire going through my veins now. And man, it saved me. When I heard his voice and he said, run, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm no different than you. Sometimes you have to just say, you know what? Sorry for moving around. Sometimes you have to say, you know what? We'll call it a loss. We'll call it a loss. Let me just let go. Let go of some things. Let go of some people that aren't serving any great purpose in your life. Doesn't mean that you can't pray for them. You step away and you pray. You step away and you pray, and you're able to reach in so one day you can reach out. And with your testimony, that's what it's all about. Ooh. Me rhyming. Prime time with Kristen. No, but really. You have so much inside of you that's already been deposited. Trust me. Huh. You would have seen the low, 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 low that I was at. And you see now, you see a light shining on me. My God. Restoration. Restoration is possible. Anything is possible through Christ. And I'm going to word it up in a minute, go into the word. And, I came to my destination after work today, and I was like, exhausted, about to fall asleep, and like, but stirred up still, going to God saying, what can I say? What can I say? Holy Spirit, lead me. Lead me, because there's somebody right here. Maybe that somebody's you. I don't know. Possibly. And I'm gonna have to sneeze, probably. I'm gonna hold it because I don't want y'all to hear my sneeze. dog fur. Anyways, this gets as real as it gets. I mean, come on now. You know, I've had some things come at me, bro, and I've had a light that goes off of here. I've had some things come at me that have been pretty not nice. And there will always be the enemy, the devil, that doesn't want me to speak. He doesn't want me to speak. He doesn't want me to say this. He doesn't want for me to tell you how much you are loved, to tell you that your heart is precious, that your mind is yours and should not be taken over by any person, any demon out there. Because, yeah, they roam around. We can't blame everything on the devil. We can't. But he doesn't want me to speak. He wants to sew my mouth shut. That's not going to happen. You rise up. Raise up. With your hands up. I'm not talking about getting arrested. No. I'm talking about the surrender. Surrendering things, people, losing things. No, stepping away from it. And maybe you've already lost all your things. Maybe you're starting over just as I did. And still going through a process. That's okay. It's your life. Like, if you sit in that darkness, if you sit in that stuff, you're wasting time for the goodness of God that is there for you. So, yeah, I'm gonna set this down because I'm all over the place. I know I am, and I might lose somebody here. Rock with me. Rock with me. Let's swivel. Swivel. All right. So, there we go.